It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. It's a question a lot of us have, but not many of us can answer. What do you do with used cooking oil? Well, it turns out this is a real big problem. A report in Cranes, New York finds that in parts of Queens, 80% of all sewer backups occur because of cooking oil that's not thrown away properly. And here to tell us what the city is planning to do about it is Cranes reporter Aaron Elstein. Aaron, welcome back to WNYC.
Hello.
So I'm sure there's people all over the city flushing oil down the drain, but you say the problem is really bad in Queens, specifically St. Albans and South Jamaica. Is that because there's a lot of home cooks or restaurants there?
I suspect that that's a big part of it, that there are a lot of people there who cook at home. There are a lot of nice restaurants out there. So I'm sure, you know, some of that grease winds up down the drain, even though it shouldn't. But I think the other problem they have out there is that the sewers in southeast Queens, the area near JFK, were built a long time ago. And so the pipes are a lot narrower than sewer pipes in the rest of the city. So it's a lot easier for them to get clogged.
And for restaurants that go through lots of amounts of cooking oil, is there anything they can do besides throw it out in the trash?
Yes. Well, what they're supposed to do is sell it to a grease hauler, but that kind of business is not working as well as it should. The price of crude oil has come down a lot in the last few years, and when the price of crude oil falls a lot, the value of recycled oil falls a lot too. So that business is having some trouble these days.
You may recall there was the great London Fatberg of 2013, that glob of fat that was clogging up a sewer. What else is New York City doing to ensure that we don't get our own Fatberg?
Well, they're spending an awful lot of money on new sewers for the parts of Queens that are having the biggest problem with grease backups. $6 billion over many years to build a comprehensive new sewer system down there.
Aaron Elstein, Cranes reporter, thank you so much, and we promise not to flush the oil down the drain. We'll put it in the trash.
Good idea. Thanks very much.